课堂听 class.com
Part 4 Emotional Matters Chapter 17 Emotional Life Unit 1 Dating Basic Expressions
I'm happy for you.
He's the light of my life.
How do you feel about him?
I feel close to him.
Do you take her out very often?
Are you going to propose to her?Dialogues. Conversation 1. Dating a new guy.
Hi, Leslie. You look different. What's new?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm dating a handsome guy.
Where did you meet him?
In a bar. He asked if he could buy me a drink. Later, he asked me to dance, and we sat together and talked for hours.He is amazing.
Oh, classy.
Do you really think so?
Yes, it's very romantic.
I really love this guy. He's not like anybody else I ever knew before, and that's completely new to me.
Does he love you?
Yes, we're madly in love. He's the person of my dreams.
I'm happy for you. You may only meet this kind of guy once in your life. Make the most of this chance.
I will. I think he's the light of my life.
Conversation 2. Getting to know each other.
So, this is the third time we've been out together. Tell me more about yourself, please.
What do you want to know about me?
Anything. I'm interested in everything about you.
You already know a lot about me. You know about my family, my education, my job...My background, etc.
But there is one important thing I don't know.
What?
Do you love me?
Wow, that is a hard question to answer. Love is a very loaded word. I'm not ready to answer you yet.
I understand. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just want to know how you feel about me.
I can tell how I feel about you.
Tell me, please.
You're awesome and smart.I like your laugh. I like the way you make me laugh. I always have a great time with you.
Thanks. That's good to know. Being with you is the only way I could have a full and happy life. You're the person of my dreams.
Conversation 3. Telling the truth. What do you think of me?
Do you want to know the truth?
Yes. Tell me the truth. Just the truth, please.
Okay. To be frank, you're mature, gentle, and successful. You care for people, you're forgiving, you're kind, and I love you.
That is everything I wanted to hear from you. But you forgot one important thing about me.
What?
I am old.
Well, age shouldn't be something that gets in the way of love or marriage. As long as we love each other, age is not an issue. It never has been.I love you and you love me, and that's all that matters.
Are you saying these things from the bottom of your heart?
Yes, absolutely. But you've never said you loved me.
That is because I was afraid to say it to you.
How come?
I was afraid because I'd totally die if you turn me down. I do love you.
Conversation 4. Out for friendship.
Hi, Paula. Can I ask you a question?
Of course. Go right ahead.
Can I take you out to dinner?
I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend.
No, I didn't mean out on a date. I meant we could go out only as friends.
Okay, that's different. I would be happy to go out to dinner with you.
Thanks. I'll pick you up at 7 o'clock.
Conversation 5. How was your date?
How was your date?
Oh, it was terrific. We had a great dinner together.
Does he want to see you again?
Yes, Friday night.
How do you feel about him?
I feel close to him. He's free and open. He looks different, but in a good way. I think I might be falling in love with him.
That is such a wonderful feeling. I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Conversation 6. How is your date going?
I see you are out with Margaret. How's your dating going?
It's wonderful. She's a pretty girl and lots of fun.
Where did you meet her?
I met her at my sister's wedding party. She's a good friend of my sister.
Do you take her out very often?
Not very often, about once a week. She's a college student, so she's busy with her schoolwork.
Are you going to propose to her?
Oh, I have no idea. It's too soon. I don't think we're ready for it.
Conversation 7. Asking for lunch together.
How about lunch tomorrow?
Sure. Oh, wait. What day is tomorrow?
Saturday.
Sorry, I'm doing something with my nephew on Saturday.
How about Monday?
Sounds good. I'll meet you here.
Beautiful.
Unit 2. Love. Basic expressions.
I've been feeling the same way about you.
I love everything about you.
You're my world.
I desire you.
I'm crazy about you.
I'd give up my life for you.
You'll never know how much I love you.
I miss her so much.
I want to break up with my current girlfriend.
I want us to be together forever. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Love at first sight.
I've never known a girl who could put herself in my place like you do. How lovely you look.
I've been feeling the same way about you.
I know that I'm not good enough for you. You're everything I ever wanted. You're everything I ever could want.
You're very important for me. You are wonderful both inside and outside. I love everything about you. I enjoy talking with you. I enjoy being around you.
The first time I met you, something inside me changed. I feel like you're the girl I'm meant to marry.
Conversation 2. Deep Love 1. David, you're the only man that I've ever wanted. You're all man. You're my world.
Kathy, I have the same feelings for you. You're a drop-dead gorgeous girl. You're stunningly beautiful. You're my world, too.
I go crazy just thinking about you.
I know. Do you know why?
Tell me, please.
Because we have each met our soulmate.
Yes, absolutely.
Conversation 3. Deep Love 2. Jen, I need you. I love you so much. It's beyond sense and reason.
Rob, I love you so much too. It transcends every reason. I am so attracted to you.
You're my whole life.
And I am just as addicted to you.
Conversation 4. Very Deep Love 1.
I desire you. I don't think two people could be happier than we've been.
I desire you too. When I'm with you, my heart soars. When I'm not with you, I feel lonely and depressed.
I'm crazy about you. You have absolutely no idea how much I love you.
I love you with my heart, with my soul, with my mind.
Conversation 5. Very Deep Love 2.
Honey, I need you. You're wonderful. You mean everything to me. I'd give up my life for you. Do you feel my love?
Yes, I do. I love you madly, deeply, truly.
You know, honey, I'm not perfect.
But for me, you're perfect.
You're the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen. From the moment I first saw you, I told myself that I had found my soulmate. My greatest pleasure is watching you. Thinking of you is my full-time job. You're in my mind almost every waking minute. You'll never know how much I love you. I love you more than anything else in the world.
Conversation 6. Nothing matters but love. Peter, I'm falling in love with you.
Why do you love me? I'm not rich. I don't have a great job. I'm not handsome.
I love you because of the way you are. You've got a kind and warm heart. You're so caring, so patient.
To tell you the truth, I loved you at first sight, too. You're really as beautiful as you are intelligent. You're a wonderful girl. You're fantastic.
We're in love and nothing else matters.
Conversation 7. Don't hesitate to tell someone you love him or her. I have a girl in my mind. I love her so much.
Does she know you love her?
No, I don't think so.
If you love her, you've got to tell her. Don't hesitate. Maybe she loves you, too. Why don't you ask her out?
I don't have the courage to ask her out.
Come on, you've got to take a chance.
Maybe you're right. I'll try.
Conversation 8. Romantic love.
Honey, let me show you something.
What?
A little thing I got for you.
For me?
Yes, it's for you, only for you. I hope you like it. I'm not good at picking out gifts.
What is it?
A girly kind of thing.
A bracelet.
Do you like it?
Wow, it's beautiful. I like it very much.
Well, it's not as beautiful as you are.
Conversation 9. Love arrives late.
The minute I saw you, I was captured by you.
I feel the same way. You're the perfect person for me. But it's too late. I got married 10 years ago.
I understand. I don't want to create a family problem for you, and I'm afraid of gossip.
If things were different, I'd follow you around all the time. Because I wanted to, not because I had to.
If I had met you 10 years ago, you would be a part of my life.
Imagine how my feelings are. I never feel alone because I have you in my heart. And I always feel lonely because you live apart from me in reality.
I know how these feelings are. I completely understand what you're going through because I am going through these feelings too.
Conversation 10. First love.
Sarah, I'd like your opinion.
About what?
I need your advice on a personal matter. I want to break up with my current girlfriend.
Why?
Well, she's a nice girl, but she's not my type.
I know you still think about your first love, don't you?
Yeah. How did you know?
I'm your close friend. I can read you like a book.
You really do understand me. When I'm with my current girlfriend, all I think of is my first girlfriend. My thoughts are out of control. I'll never forget my first long kiss with her. I miss her so much, it's painful.
No one ever forgets his or her first love. It's normal. But remember, she left you. You didn't leave her. She's in the arms of another man. So, do you know what my opinion is?
Yes, I know.
What do you know?
You think I should forget her.
That's right. You got it. Enjoy your life with a girl who loves you back.
Thank you very much.
Conversation 11. Love and rationality.
It's been 10 years and 55 days since we broke up.
I didn't realize you were keeping count.
Yes, I never got over you. So how's your life?
That's why I wanted to see you. I wanted to tell you that I'm going to get married next month.
Do you love him?
Well, my parents love him. They approved of our marriage.
Is he rich?
Yes, he's rich. He's my father's business partner.
That's why. Your father loves money.
Enough about that. How's your life?
My life? My whole life is centered on waiting for you to come back to me.
Don't be silly. It's impossible. What would people think of me if I did what you want? What would my parents and my fiancé think?
Stop thinking about what people will say. Stop thinking about what your parents will say. Don't even think about what I want. You should think about what you want.
It's not that simple. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? I can do everything you want me to do for you. You just tell me what you want, and I'll be there for you.
It's not that easy.
It is that easy. If you still love me, marry me. We can spend every waking hour together. I lost you once. I don't think I could do it again. I want us to be together forever.
It's going to be really hard.
We're going to have to work at this every day.
Conversation 12. That's not love. I heard you took Laura out for dinner last night. Are you falling in love with her?
Well, she's perfect in so many ways, but deep down, we're not suitable for each other.
So, you're just friends?
Yes, you got it.
Unit 3. Fighting with a loved one. Basic expressions.
You don't care for me.
I'm good for you.
We're crazy about each other.
We've got nothing in common.
Hold on.
I'm addicted to smoking. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Between a girlfriend and a boyfriend. I came here just to let you know we should stop seeing each other.
Are you breaking up with me?
Yes, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
What makes you say so?
Because you don't care for me. I don't think you love me.
Honey, I love you. I need you. You're good for me. The problem is that I've been very busy at work. I've wanted to spend more time with you, but I'm always too busy and I didn't have time. I'm sorry for that. Don't give up on me. I'm good for you. I'm madly in love with you, and I know one other important thing.
What's that?
We're crazy about each other. You love me as much as I love you.
Conversation 2. Between a husband and a wife. You hate everything I like. You hate my long hair. You hate dancing. You hate singing. You hate music. We've got nothing in common.
Do you want to break up with me?
No. Do you? Do you want to break up with me?
No. Hold on, hold on. We've got one thing in common.
What?
We still love each other. We're not breaking up.
Conversation 3. Quit smoking for good health. Between husband and wife.
Honey, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Of course. What do you want to talk about?
You're smoking.
I knew it. Well, I'm done talking about it. You know I have tried to quit. I can't quit. So stop nagging me about it.
This problem is not going away. Smoking is a terrible habit. It stinks. Everything in our house smells like old cigarette smoke. It's expensive. It costs you over $100 every month. And most importantly, it is ruining your health. You are constantly coughing. You cannot breathe properly. You have got to quit.
You know I have tried to quit, but I am addicted to smoking.
Well, try again. If not for yourself, then for our children. The smoke you exhale is bad for them, too. They shouldn't have to suffer for your bad habit.
All right. I will try to quit one more time. Unit 4. Talking about love. Basic expressions.
The best love is the kind that awakens the soul.
Love has miraculous power.
Love can heal pain or cause pain.
Love is a trust.
Love is also a responsibility.
Love is mutual respect.
Love needs devotion.
Love can be developed. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Love can fly away.
Love is like being under a spell, an extraordinary magic spell. And then someday the spell is broken and the love just flies away like a bird.
A bird? What kind of bird is that?
I don't know exactly. Maybe it is a very special bird, a lovebird.
If it is a lovebird, it can fly back again.
I hope so.
Conversation 2. Love can awaken the soul.
The best love is the kind that awakens the soul. The best love can create a fire in our hearts and bring peace to our minds.
That's what you've given me, a passion in my soul and serenity in my mind.
That's what I hope to give you forever.
My love for you is both a spiritual and a physical calling. These feelings join together when I am with you.
Conversation 3. Love is blind.
Love is messy. Love is blind. Love doesn't know what's right and what's wrong. Love is selfish. Love does not share.
I agree with you. But love can also be the best thing in the world. Love has a miraculous power. Love can change people's lives dramatically from bad to good and vice versa. Love can heal pain or cause pain.
Conversation 4. Love is hiding sometimes.
Where is love? I can't hear it. I can't feel it. I've never seen it in my life.
I understand. True love can be very hard to find. But love can touch your heart when your heart is open. You can see it when your heart feels it.
Conversation 5. Love is many things.
Love is a trust.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Love can't survive without trust.
Love is also a responsibility.
That's right, too. When you love someone, you become responsible for him or her. You must care for them, protect them, support them, and guide them.
Love can also be painful.
Yes, love can be very painful. Love causes pain when your loved one is far away. Love causes pain when you lose a loved one.
Love affects both the mind and the body.
Yes, it's not only spiritual, but physical as well. Love can make your heart fly, or it can make you physically ill.
Love is mutual respect.
Yes, mutual respect is the foundation for developing love. If two people do not respect each other, love cannot exist between them.
Love needs devotion. Love must be nurtured every day, or it begins to die.
Yes, when you are in love, you must perform little acts of caring every day, letting your loved one know that you are thinking of him or her, that you are concerned for them, that you desire them, is necessary to keep love alive.
Conversation 6. Love can be developed.
Linda, can I say something important to you?
What is on your mind?
This is important for you and me, for us.
Go ahead, please.
I love you.
You've only known me for 2 months. You don't know anything about me.
I know you well enough to know that I really love you very much.
This is too soon. Maybe you've got the wrong girl. I care about you, but I'm not in love with you.
I understand. I'm realistic. I don't have any claim on you. I can accept that. But love can grow as long as there's mutual respect and attraction. Now you know how I feel about you. If you are attracted to me, and if you like me, then I think that in time you could learn to love me too.
Why did you choose me? I mean, there are a lot of beautiful girls around you.
Do you really want to know why?
Yes, I really want to know.
You're different from any other girl I have ever known. You're an amazing person. You're my type, I'm crazy about you. For me, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. I feel a spiritual connection with you that I've never had with anyone before. Give love a try. Take a chance.
All right. Let's take a chance.
Thank you. You will never regret it.
Unit 5. Proposing marriage. Basic expressions.
Will you marry me?
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
I love her with my whole heart.
I'll take care of her.
I'll give you my permission to marry Elizabeth. Can I have your permission to marry her?
Nobody can break us apart.
He's not good for you.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Proposing marriage successfully. Proposal is accepted.
We're so in love. We're not getting any younger. Don't you think it's about time for us to commit to each other? I want to spend every minute with you in life. Will you marry me?
This is amazing. I have been waiting for you to ask me this question.
So, what is your answer?
Yes, yes. I will marry you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Conversation 2. Marriage proposal is not accepted. Honey, I want to settle down. I want a family. Will you marry me?
Oh, my darling. I'm sorry, but I don't think I am ready for marriage yet. Can you give me some time and let me think it over?
Okay, I will be patient. But remember, I love you. Nothing can keep me away from you. I can't live without you. We can have a wonderful life together. Think carefully.
I will. This is one of life's biggest decisions. I want us to be happy together, but I have to be sure. Conversation 3. Parents approve of their child's romantic relationship.
Sir, can I have your permission to marry your daughter? I love her very much. I love her with my whole heart. I'll take care of her. How long have you known each other? We've known each other for over 4 years. Have you had any problems during this period? None at all. We never fight or argue. Your daughter means everything to me. I'd give up my life for her. The minute I saw her, I loved her. Oh, love at first sight is a wonderful thing. But do you know what it means when you say you love her? I know exactly. It means I must take responsibility for our life together. I must provide for her and care for her always. Well, her mother and I have always liked you. You seem like a kind, honest boy. You have a good job. And most importantly, our daughter loves you too. So I give you my permission to marry Elizabeth. Thank you very much.
Conversation 4. Parents do not approve of their child's romantic relationship.
Hello, I'm Peter, your daughter Emily's boyfriend. I want to marry Emily. Can I have your permission to marry her?
No, you cannot marry my daughter.
But Emily and I love each other so much. I love her to death.
You are too young to know what love is. In fact, I want you to stay away from my daughter.
No, I won't stay away from Emily. She's perfect for me. I love her, and she loves me. Nobody can take her place.
Nothing you can say will change my mind. You do not have any idea what it means to start your own family. You don't have a job. You don't have a place to live. How can you start a family? Mom, we're both looking for jobs. I don't need a man to feed me. I need a man to love me.
She's my dream girl. Nobody can break us apart.
Listen, Emily, you are both still teenagers. You don't know anything about real love. You don't understand how hard life will be if you are not prepared. He's not good for you. If I agreed to this marriage, it would be the biggest mistake of your life. I refuse to give my permission.
Other ways to decline, turn down, a marriage proposal.
I'm not ready to be married.
I'm not ready to accept your proposal.
I'm too young to get married. I'm not ready to be your wife.
I love you, but I can't marry you.
I don't have anything bad to say about you, but I'm not ready to marry you.
You're my great love, but I don't want to marry you so soon.
Unit 6. Relationship is broken. Basic expressions.
My marriage broke up.
He's a horrible man.
I married the wrong person.
I divorced a year ago. He left me after he became famous. Do you regret getting divorced?
I'm sick of you.
I made a huge mistake. I live separately from my husband.
He lied to me many times.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Ending a broken marriage.
Hi, Susan. I haven't seen you for ages. How's your life going?
Not so good. My marriage broke up and my husband moved out last year.
I'm so sorry. So he left you. Are you planning to divorce him?
Yes, actually, we've come close to divorce many times.
What was the problem?
He's a horrible man. We spent many harrowing years together. He used to beat me, starting right after our honeymoon.
Did you know him before you married him?
Yes, I did. He was nice at first, but it all changed.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to escape from this marriage and start a new life.
That's a brave decision. Getting rid of him is a good choice. I am sure it will all work out for you.
I am sure, too. I will be happier when all this is settled.
Conversation 2. Divorced. 1. How's your husband?
He left me. I'm a single mother now.
What happened?
I married the wrong person. I divorced him a year ago.
I'm sorry. I heard you married soon after you graduated from college.
Yes, that's true. I was young. My mother tried to warn me, but I wouldn't listen to her. A few years later, I realized that I had made a terrible mistake and that my marriage had hit the rocks. Now it's time to correct that mistake.
Conversation 3. Divorced. 2.
Hi, how have you been?
Not very well.
What happened? You look so down.
Well, I just broke up with my wife.
I'm sorry to hear that. I thought you were made for each other.
I used to think so, too. But you never know.
I don't know what to say to comfort you, but cheer up. There's plenty of fish out there, and you'll find your perfect match someday.
I'm sure you are right, but it's hard to forget her at the moment. You know, we were together for over 4 years.
I know. It's really hard. It takes time to heal.
Conversation 4. Divorced, but still friends. Has your ex-husband called you recently?
Oh, yeah. He calls me very often.
Did he remarry?
No, but he has a girlfriend now.
Do you know her?
A little bit. They work together. She seems nice.
So what do you think of your ex-husband? Do you still love him? Tell me your true feelings about him.
Well, he was my first great love, and he's still my true friend. He left me after he became famous, but I've never bad-mouthed him. We still care deeply for each other, and nothing will ever change that.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I'm not ready.
Conversation 5. Talking about the ex, spouse.
How's your love life, Alan?
I'm okay now.
How's your ex-wife?
I don't know anything about her. I guess she is okay. I haven't talked to her lately.
Do you hate her?
No, not really. I don't hate her. I don't blame her. I had my chance with her, but I blew it.
So, do you regret getting divorced?
I don't know. We fought all the time, so getting divorced seemed to be the best thing to do. But we were married for a long time. Sometimes I still miss her.
Conversation 6. No love at all.
Did you ever love me?
Yes, I used to love you. I did love you, but you drove me crazy. You let me spend many harrowing nights alone and upset. I have had enough.
I want us to be close. I want to feel like you still love me. So I think we should talk about our problems.
We don't need to talk. It's too late.
Do you still love me?
No, I'm sick of you. I don't want to see you anymore. We should separate. I want a divorce.
I understand what you are saying, but I just want you to know that I still love you. I enjoy talking to you more than anyone in my entire life. I'm begging you, please, don't leave me. It's not good for you.
Do you want the truth?
Of course.
You've broken my heart. I made a huge mistake when I fell in love with you. We are through.
Conversation 7. Saving your love. Hi, it's been a long time since we spoke. What's going on in your life? You look so down.
Oh, well, I'm trying to deal with some important issues.
What important issues?
I live separately from my husband.
Why?
He has another woman with him now.
Do you still love him?
Yes, I do.
So you need to talk to him and tell him you love him. Otherwise, you are going to lose him.
Thanks. I'll try. But it is hard to forgive him.
Conversation 8. Marriage is in danger. Honey, what's the matter?
Something's happened.
What?
I've fallen in love with someone who wants to be with me. I never knew what that felt like. I know that sounds cruel. I've tried so hard to make these feelings go away, but I can't. I just can't.
I see. So, you want a divorce?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You've gone a little mad. Leave him and forget him.
I know you're right, but it's hard for me right now.
We need to get away together. We need time to think and talk. Why don't we take a vacation to Hawaii?
That's a good idea.
Conversation 9. Breaking up. 1. How are you getting along with your fiancé?
We finished. I'm done with him.
What do you mean you're finished?
I mean I have broken up with my fiancé.
How come? He seems nice.
He lied to me many times. I don't trust him.
Conversation 10. Breaking up, 2.
I don't ever want to see you again. What makes you think you can come back into my life?
I thought you loved me. I thought you would forgive me.
Well, it's too late. I am finally over the pain of losing you. I'm doing better now, and I'm going to do even better in the future. My plan is to erase you completely, so it's as if you never existed in my life.
Why are you doing this?
Because there's no future with you.
Am I that bad?
Even worse.
Conversation 11. Breaking up, 3. What's going on in your life?
My husband is having an affair with his secretary.
How do you know?
Please don't ask me such a silly question. I'm his wife. The affair is still ongoing. They're always together. He sees her very often.
That's too bad. I know your marriage has been in trouble for some time, but I've never thought it would ever get this far. So what are you going to do with it?
We've discussed getting a divorce. I'll let him go.
What did he say?
He agreed. Actually, he has already signed the papers.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't be sorry. You should be happy for me.
The other ways to express a marriage problem.
My marriage was strained.
My marriage got worse and worse.
My marriage was in bad shape.
My marriage hit the rocks.